Welcome back to Stories, Fables, and Ghostly Tales. Before we jump into today's story, I want to let you know that I would love to have you on our Facebook and SoundCloud page as followers. So that way, as soon as I make one, you get them. Plus, it would be fantastic to add you to our Telltales group to start sharing your stories. So, why not join us? I can never get enough of the amazing stories our Telltellers have. They always, always surprise me. Today's story was sent in by Reddit user OneDiversion. Now, not only is that a fantastic name, it has a great meaning to it. So this story is about visions, death, and a life-saving encounter. So turn the lights off, the sound up, and listen to our tale. I was 3 years old when our family moved into an old farmhouse outside of Washington, Iowa. The house was owned by the son of the old woman, who had lived in the house most of her life and subsequently died there. My father worked days, and my mother worked nights. I spent my evenings watching TV with my father before bed, and when I awoke in the mornings, my mother would be asleep. So I had a lot of time dedicated to entertaining myself. Hanging on the back of my bedroom door was a long, webbed strap, like you might find on an appliance dolly, with the U of the strap hanging lower on the door. Of course, one day this captured my attention. Oh, the imagination of a 3-year-old. I picked up the kitten my mother had recently brought home for me, and placed it in the U of the strap so that it looked like he was swinging. I soon tired of this, and as did the kitten. Then I remembered a western I had watched with my father recently. A group of men had hung another man from a tree. They had the rope and the strap, which kind of looked like the rope that I had hanging there. So, I moved my jack-in-the-box over to the door and stood on it as I put my neck into the U of the strap. The strap wasn't tight, and I remember thinking that the rope had been tight around the man's neck, so I turned around and around and around. The strap tightened on my neck, and I was on the tips of my toes. And as I tried to gain traction on the jack-in-the-box, it slipped from under my feet. I was literally hanging at this point and couldn't even call out for my mother, who was sleeping in another room a few yards away. I don't remember what happened next, but my mother tells me of how she woke up to the door at the bottom of the stairs slamming back and forth. Next, the windows in her room, which she had been unable to open previously because they'd been painted shut before we moved in, began to open and slam shut over and over. She said at first she was upset, thinking that I just slammed the door over and over until she actually saw the windows lifting up and slamming shut. Then she jumped out of bed and ran to my room to find me hanging, my eyes closed. She was able to revive me quickly and the strap was removed from the door. It is a common belief within our family that the previous resident of the house played no small role in saving my life. Oh my goodness, that was intense. You know, you're really, really fortunate that you had someone or something looking out for you. Thank you so much for this story, OneDiversion. And I look forward to yours and many others that allow us to bring their stories to people's homes. If you have a story of your own, send them directly to me. And don't wait. I absolutely encourage you to send them my way. And I'll share them here and to other tale-tellers. So it's been a pleasure sharing this story. So turn your lights back on. Until next time.